Not CNN being a savage on a Saturday and firing Chris Cuomo. What in the world is going on? Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is sort of unprecedented to do a weekend episode because usually I'm just a Monday through Friday kind of guy. I'm an M through F kind of girly, if you know what I'm saying. But I literally just got the notification on my phone. I'm on the East Coast, so right now it's 2 p.m. West Coast time. And I don't know why that matters. It's completely irrelevant. And I just sat down to eat my dinner. And of course, there's a Harry Potter marathon on E, which is amazing. I've literally been home all day watching Harry Potter. And even though I have an HBO Max subscription, it's always better when you watch a franchise on the TV, like Twilight, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. What's here and there is the fact that CNN just broke this news right now. And they savagely just put like a notes app screen grab, which is like LOL hilarious. But obviously, we spoke earlier, I think last week, about how Chris Cuomo was put on leave. I guess CNN pulled a plug. So let's just read it. And that's literally the only story I'm going to talk about. Of course, on Monday, going to talk about, you know, the Tristan Thompson of it all. Because, what do they say, third time's a charm? But I'm not going to talk about that now because I need a long time to, you know, get into that. But anyways, first, also, hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's I, Andrew DeVito, the Mistress of Pop Culture, here to deliver one very juicy, salacious pop culture story today. So without further ado, here is that story. CNN Business News announces CNN fires Chris Cuomo. CNN said Saturday that anchor Chris Cuomo has been, quote, terminated by the network, quote, effective immediately. Oh, they ain't playing around. And I have a theory as to why. I mean, it's a theory, which means it's alleged, but I have some thoughts. Anyways, the announcement came after an outside law firm was retained to review information about how exactly Cuomo aided his brother, former New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, who we all know was, asked to step down because of his misconduct and being completely inappropriate with women, which is never, never okay. But Andrew Cuomo, when the then governor was accused of sexual harassment, CNN said in a statement, Chris Cuomo was suspended earlier this week pending further evaluation of new information that came to light about his involvement with his brother's defense. We retained a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately. While in the process of that review, additional information has come to light. CNN's statement added, despite the termination, we will investigate as appropriate. In a statement of his own Saturday, Chris Cuomo said, quote, this is not how I want my time at CNN to end, but I've already told you why and how I helped my brother. So let me now say, as disappointing as this is, I could not be more proud of the team at Cuomo Primetime and the network we did as CNN's number one show in the most competitive time slot. I owe them all and will miss that group of special people who really did important work. While the contours of Chris Cuomo's involvement with the governor's office were reported several months ago, the specifics were detailed in a massive document dump on Monday. It's like a photo dump, but a document dump. CNN, look at CNN being like a Gen Zer. The documents released by New York Attorney General Lolita James after an investigation to the governor show that Chris Cuomo, while working as one of CNN's top anchors, was also effectively working as an unpaid aide to the governor. The cozy and improper nature of the relationship was conveyed through text messages obtained by James' office. The text between the anchor and several aides and allies of the governor revealed that Chris Cuomo sought to use his connections in the press to help prepare Andrew's team, Andrew Cuomo, of course. His team as accusers started to make their stories public. On the day his brother resigned, back in August, Chris Cuomo told viewers that, quote, the situation isn't like anything I could have imagined. And also what he said was he wasn't leveraging his powerful spot as a CNN anchor, I guess number one anchor, which I always thought was Anderson, but, you know, to manipulate or, control the winds in what went down with Andrew when he was governor. So what I was going to say was, obviously, as I just read, the law firm retained information that led to them firing him immediately, terminating his contract immediately. But that means they came across a piece of damning evidence that they want to get ahead of, which I assume will be released. And rather than people wait for CNN to fire him, they just got ahead of it and did it right away. Or they found a piece of information that was, I mean, it only could be, in my opinion, this is my opinion, it's not fact, it's alleged, my opinion, bribery or some type of inappropriate, you know, message exchange But who knows? I mean, we may never find out, which would be obviously very normal because these things are sealed. I wonder if Chris got a buyout of some sort. I know many people are probably happy that he's gone because many people are in fan of CNN, but I do like CNN myself. That's pretty much where I get my political news. And, you know, I've been following this terrible, terrible, of course, terrible school massacre in Michigan. And as of last night, when I went to bed Friday night, there was a manhunt for the parents, but they hadn't found them. But of course, when I woke up Saturday morning, they had found them and they're in custody now. But anyways, yeah, that's where CNN's, you know, where I get all my information. But anyway, so yeah, that's what's going down with Chris Cuomo. I'm going to hop over to CNN and read what they said. I hop over to TMZ, and read what they said. This might be a little bit redundant. I'm belching. I just said Cheesecake Factory. Chris Cuomo is without a cable news job. The longtime CNN anchor just got fired. And it sounds like there's more to the story on the help he offered his brother this year. Yeah, I definitely think it's a bribe or something. I think. T-H-I-N-K, in case you couldn't spell it. The network just announced Chris's termination, saying that they retained his respected law firm to conduct the independent record review of his conduct. And in light of that digging, they say they found further evidence that they felt warranted kicking him to the curb. CNN writes, okay, by the way, this is like the screen grab. It literally looks like it was composed on a notes app, which is like really funny because they're CNN. So you would think that they would have like a header and everything, but no, it's a tweet. Statement from CNN, quote, Chris Cuomo was suspended earlier this week pending further evaluation of new information that came to light about his involvement with his brother's defense. We, of course, as in CNN, retained a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately. While in the process of that review, additional information has come to light. Despite the termination, we will investigate as appropriate. This is a stunning turn of events, but perhaps not totally unexpected, as the writing appeared to be on the wall here. The fact Cuomo had been suspended indefinitely raised red flags to many who felt his days at CNN were limited. That's very true. Of course, this all comes on the heels of an investigation by the New York Attorney General's office, which published its reports, plus transcripts which suggested Chris's involvement in his bro scandal back in the spring was way more intricate than previously thought. There are text messages he purported to have sent Andrew staffers, including one that read, quote, I have a lead on the wedding girl pertaining to one of the ex-governor's accusers. Yeah, it's like insider information, but in a different way, not with stocks, but with like really, really sensitive information, personal information about the accusers. I mean, it's just so inappropriate, and it's not Chris Cuomo's job to manipulate the situation. It's the law's job and who the investigator's job. So, doesn't come as a surprise, and I think it's actually a really good thing. And I'm sure he made. hold on, sorry. I'm sorry, Chris Cuomo made a fortune working at CNN since he, again, is the self-proclaimed number one news anchor of his spot, whatever, but it can't make more than Anderson, though. I love Anderson Cooper. Let me tell you why. Not only is he, like, you know, handsome AF, he is a great journalist. He's smart. He's, you know, he has an incredible pedigree, but he's, like, self-made, you know, and he's never involved in a scandal, and, I mean, we don't know whatever, but what a time, you know, the Cuomo brothers canceled, and I know so many people were really impressed by Governor Cuomo at the time, but Governor Cuomo's sort of transparency with COVID at the time, at the beginning when he was, you know, making those press conferences, and we'd all watch them on YouTube or whatever when we were in quarantine. I don't know. Well, that's that, I guess. But I just wanted to hop on here and talk about that because yeah, it's pretty big news. But anyways, I'll be back Monday with everything about Tristan. And if there's more updates with regards to this story, I will, of course, get into it. But aside from that, have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. Thanks so much. And bye.